Isn't that be a waterfall? No.
Okay.
That could be a waterfall.
You know, a bend. Place where the rocky side of a mountain would drop off sharp, that's a...
I don't know what they really call it.
You drive over the edge of the... You ever seen a car?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I'm... It never would mean drive over the edge of the cliff. That would be that. The cliff, it is the edge where there's rocks.
Okay. And a place where, that kind of a place down in the mountains would be a pass between the mountains, you'd call that a...
I don't know.
Okay.
We didn't go to Carlsbad Cabin. We never went there. I met up with a bunch of old ladies. One time I read in the paper about a tour, and I told my children, I'm going on that tour. I said, well, go, Mom. And I didn't mean it. They just kept pushing me and encouraging me. And it was a Catholic tour. And we had the best time. 23 days we went. And then every year I took a trip, except this last year. Last January I went to Jerusalem. And I spent 12 or 13 days there.
Was that interesting?
Talk about.
Saw the Wailing Wall?
I'd love to be able to, yeah. Love to have to go back and stay there. My crew's going. My old gang, I didn't go with my gang, I went with another. But my crew's gang are going in June, that put us in.
Was there a place around here where boats would stop and freight would be unloaded?
Right 2 acres from here. They call it the mailboat landing. Pete Dyson's place. Where I showed you those pictures, you remember? It lay the mail, the freight and the mail. Anything you had to go to town, that's what it was.
Yeah. What about the kind of roads you have here?
Well, it's good, hard surface. They don't have a hard, they didn't have a hard time to build us a road. We got a pretty good road.
A kind of a white, hard, paved road.
Yeah, we've got good shell here. You see, it's not hard. They don't put you the shell they're supposed to put, but that's not the road's fault. They cheat like the contractors. They're supposed to put one half, they might put one third. If we get one third thick, it's very good. They do things like that, you know, but that's not the road's fault.
Yeah. The first, what about those hard white roads you saw? They were what kind of road? Made out of, you call them?
Cement, I guess. White.
Cement roads?
Yeah, it'd be cement, I'm not sure.
Okay. First, your roads here were
shale,
dirt, and then
they blacktopped them.
Okay.
Then they paved it.
Did they ever put gravel in
you? Oh, yeah. Not for long, though, not for many years.
52, when the road came in 52, was that a...
Yeah, that's when they turned the roads loose. 52, that's when they opened the roads between the mainlands, the two mainlands.
Okay.
Yeah. You're almost in the watershed.
What do you call most of the important roads around here? Hey, you got the Front Ridge Road.
Yeah. The Back Ridge and this end, that's all.
Yeah. Is this a state road or is it a...
Yeah, it's a state highway.
Okay.
I think... I don't know the name of it. I don't know the number. I'd have to look it up somewhere.
Any of these little roads that would go off from the main road? 82? Yeah. You'd call out them what? Them
country roads. You know, a parish road. The front one, when you get to the Catholic Church, and there's one switches off, that's a parish road. I don't believe that's a public road.
Yeah.
Because the parish has to grade it.
To get to your house, you come up here in your...
driveway.
Now, to go off to a man's place, you know, you might go down his... You ever seen a plantation and they would have a kind of a trees over the... And you drive down the, what, they call that the trees over the road, you see the plantation off in the distance.
I never did go to many plantations. I don't like all them big houses. So my group parlors that they had visited, you know, all these plantations on TV, on traveling agency.
Mm-hmm.
And Alabama and Georgia and Louisiana. I don't like them, so I never go.
When you, okay, when you drove your cattle, what about the track you drive your cattle?